burning those things?
Kerosene.
Kerosene, mm-hmm. Okay. Do you ever see one of those makeshift kind of lamps? Sometimes people would take a bottle or a can or something like that and put a rag in the top and fill it with kerosene and light that.
I think we, you know, did this last time. I think I said it sounds like a Molotov cocktail.
Yeah, you know, yeah, just uh-huh. as soon as you, I'm sure uh-huh. you said it sounds like a Molotov cocktail.
Oh, that, something like a spirit lamp comes to mind.
Uh-huh. But that would be different from the, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm not sure if that's right, but then I'm, it seems like there's some association there which I can't.
Yeah. Okay, actually, we're talking about something that you're really not familiar with. Mm-hmm. There. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Let me see. To go back to a car, inside the tire of a car, unless it's a new kind of tire, inside of a tire.
An inner tube.
Yeah, an inner tube. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was going to say air at first.
Let me see. And if you have a, if you just built a boat and you're going to put it into the water, what do you say you're going to do with it?
I'm going to launch it.
Launch it. Okay. Now around here, this is a kind of an interesting question. What kinds of boats do they have on the river or on the canal that you know of?
Well, it all depends. I guess that you'd probably see around here, or at least the ones that I would see, you know, most when I was a kid. Now everybody has, you know, these big power boats, you know. But, you'd see mostly either skiffs or bateaux or canoes.
Okay, what's a bateau?
I always thought of a bateau as a flat-bottomed boat with a probably a squared prow,
mm-hmm.
and possibly sloping up. I mean, it wouldn't be it would be squared,
mm-hmm.
but it would not be blunt like, say, a small pram might have been. There'd be a far more gentle curve mm-hmm. leading up to the shell strike.
Mm-hmm. What's a strike?
A strike is the side members.
Oh, I see.
In other words, the shell strike is the very uppermost. It's the one that, well, on a skiff or bateau would be your gunwale.
Uh-huh.
Or
uh-huh.
on a ship or something like that, the shell strike would be the line of the rail.
I see. How do you know all this stuff?
Oh, I'm interested in things salty. I don't know a great deal, but.
Okay, now you mentioned another kind of boat, a scam or
a skiff.
A skiff, but they're, you know, okay.
A pram.
A pram. What's a skiff and what's a pram?
Well, now this is just my own distinction. I'm not sure whether this is, you know, accurate or, but I think of the bateau as that which I described,
mm-hmm.
and the skiff as probably being not flat bottom. Probably soft chined, meaning that it had a rounded bottom, not a hard chined.
What's a chine?
The chine is a break between the, you might say the side and the bottom of the hull.
I see.
That if it's a soft chine, the side is rounded into the bottom. A hard chine, it makes a wide V.
I see.
But I think of a skiff as being soft-chined and having a pointed bow.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a rounded point, sort of like a Gothic arch.
Uh-huh.
In shape.
Now, is that rowed?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.